Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Tonight's a special night, because it is the 8th anniversary of Oh My God. I thought it would last about 8 weeks. This is 8 years tonight, and I can't thank you all enough for being here. So if you're a regular listener, you're the reason we're still on. And if you're new, you're the reason we'll stay on, and we're thrilled. So if you're listening on 95.9 in the Palm Beaches, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast, the one word I have for you tonight, or two words, is stay dry, because it's ugly out there. Just be careful. If you're on 95 or you're on the turnpike, take it slow, take it easy. We have a truly interesting show tonight. It's a program designed to help those people with Parkinson's disease move better. But we're also going to be talking a lot about occupational therapy. There's a lot of confusion about what occupational therapy is compared to what physical therapy is and how they all work together, and speech therapy. It's a really interesting subject matter. So as it relates to Parkinson's, it's especially important because we're going to be talking about a specific and particular program with my guest. And then we're also going to spend time talking about occupational therapy and how that fits in the continuum of care for people who need that kind of help. So Nicole Reynolds is here. She is an occupational therapist who specializes in a program called LSVT Big. And I'm going to help let her explain that to you. Nicole is going to be here in just a minute or two, and then we're going to talk about LSVT Big and about occupational therapy. I do want to start tonight, though. I don't typically get all that political on this show because that's not the reason that you're all here. But after this weekend with the tragedies in El Paso and in Dayton, I would be remiss if I didn't, one, send all the OMG families' condolences to all of those people who have been victimized by the events of this past weekend. Gun tragedy in our nation is epidemic, and because just 2 weeks ago I had the medical director of the Palm Beach of the St. Mary's Trauma Center on, the one thing we didn't talk about is how much gun violence they deal with, because I didn't want to scare everybody. Maybe I should have. It is really terrifying. So here's what I'm asking. If you have a gun, please make sure that it's always safe, locked up, out of the reach of children. If you shouldn't have a gun, make sure you give it back. And if you shouldn't buy a gun, don't. And if you know somebody who shouldn't have a gun and is thinking of buying somebody, intervene. We don't need any more Dayton's and or El Paso's. So that's my thing tonight. But anyway, let's get to my guest, because that is the reason you're here. Nicole Reynolds is an occupational therapist with 7 years of experience. She gained her college education in Erie, Pennsylvania, at Gannon University. She has worked with geriatrics since she graduated, gaining experience in numerous diagnoses, including neurological, cardiac, orthopedic, and pulmonary disease, with an interest particularly in Parkinson's disease. She began working in her hometown, Buffalo, New York, then began her travel therapy career, starting in California before heading back east. So welcome to the show, Nicole. How are you?
I'm
glad that you're here. So let's talk about LSVT Big. What is it, and how did it start?
So LSVT Big actually started with the LOUD program, which is done by speech therapists. So LSVT stands for Lee Silverman Voice Treatment, which started with a speech therapist who had a grandmother who had Parkinson's and was not doing too well and knew there had to be something that could be done. So she developed the LSVT LOUD program. Her speech was better, her swallowing was better, so everything became more improved. So she decided, well, if the speech and the swallowing is getting better, why can't these movement patterns get better? So she teamed up with other physical and occupational therapists, and that's how the big program became developed. So with that, it's been around for about 20 years. It just helps people move better, get out of those small patterns of movement that Parkinson's we often see. And yeah, so it's a program 4 times a week for 4 weeks, helps movement patterns given by both physical and occupational therapists.
So I think most people don't understand that some of the commonalities in Parkinson's disease, two of them you mentioned already, people tend to start to talk really softly. That's one of the things. And then movement is really impact. Most people, I think, believe that Parkinson's, they can tell that everybody has a tremor with Parkinson's, and nothing could be further from the truth. Not everybody has a tremor. It doesn't affect everybody in the same way. But in the case of movement, what happens to people with Parkinson's with movement that LSVT Big would address?
So the movement patterns that someone with Parkinson's often shows is that stooped forward flexed posture, the smaller step length, the arm swing really isn't there, the tremors, of course, like you said, and just those slow movement patterns. They're really not maximizing their body to their full potential, and that's just part of the disease. You know, they feel like these small movement patterns almost become normal, and they feel like this is how they should walk, and this is how normal movement patterns is. The big program helps to get these people with Parkinson's outside of those small movement patterns, get them moving to the capacity that their body allows them to.
And why is that important for them? What are the risks of the smaller patterns that the bigger patterns cures or helps cure? It doesn't cure, but improves.
So the big program, it is designed to improve mobility, balance, your gait patterns, everything with that. So the smaller steps, you know, just increases risk of falls. You know, someone who has Parkinson's disease, oftentimes that's not the reason they end up in the hospital. It might be from a fall because their walking pattern was too short and they tripped over something. That happens more times than not. The swallowing, that's kind of going into the speech aspect, but those muscles that just start to get smaller and they're not maximizing that space, that the body just doesn't work as efficiently. And the number one reason people go to the hospital is falls from Parkinson's. People fall all the time. And once they fall once, the chance of falling is increased dramatically.
We have talked about falls before on the show, and you're absolutely right. 50% of all admissions to the emergency room for people over 65 are as a result of a fall. And if somebody has Parkinson's, it's even higher than that. It's really terrible. So explain the program, because it sounds really good, LSVT Big. I mean, it's really catchy. But if I have Parkinson's disease or know somebody who does and they're starting to exhibit the symptoms that you just outlined, what does the program do? How does it work, and what's involved?
So the program is 4 times a week for 4 weeks, 4 consecutive days a week for 4 weeks. It's an intensive program, high intensity, amplitude, energy, everything is at a higher level than just basic exercise. It's not so much stretching, although these 7 movement patterns that this person does is putting them in a side position, twisting for trunk rotation for when they walk, the arm swing, everything is bigger than normal. So a lot of times these people say, oh my gosh, this is not how I would walk. But it's essentially changing the perception of movement. So a lot of times I find these people, I say, walk as fast and as big as you can. And to you and I, it would look like a normal movement pattern. It's changing the perception of movement. So there's 7 exercises, and they get one moving better, arm swing, step length, everything mobility and balance related. That's the first half of the program. The second half of the program is really tapping into function. So on day one, I have asked them 10 things they want to do better. Get out of the car, get up from the sofa, get up from the toilet, get in and out of the shower, get dressed, anything functional that has began to be slower, more challenging, that they want to improve to maintain their independence. So that's the second half of the program. So I see, okay, where's their deficit through activity analysis, which is done by a therapist. And then we break down the task and see where the deficit is and improve their independence with their functional
So
stuff.
That prompts a lot of questions for me. One, the movements may seem exaggerated to the person struggling with the disease, but you're encouraging normal movement, really, although it doesn't feel normal to the person with the disease. Is that accurate?
Yeah, so the perception of movement a lot of times is the problem. It's not, they may be strong, they have great range of motion, but they're not, somewhere in that brain is saying, what you're moving is normal, but I am here to encourage bigger movement to meet in the middle. They're at a small movement, I'm going way above and beyond to meet in the middle so that they can change that perception of movement. It's all about
and
changing.
The benefit there is that they're less likely to experience one of the negatives that lack of movement might occur upon them or
of course. I mean, the poor posture, a lot of times that's stoop posture, the lungs aren't able to expand, their breathing isn't as good, then the swallowing's not as good, the food isn't going where it's supposed to because they don't have the capacity because maybe their shoulders have come forward. All these postural deficits that happen over time just change the entire body in a negative way. So really trying to open these people up and have work on their posture, work on their balance, work on all these things that are so important just to keep them independent and not have complications from Parkinson's.
So, Nicole, it sounds like it's a dramatic program, very intense, 4 times a week, 4 weeks. But I have to say, 4 weeks doesn't sound like much. Now, we're going to talk about who pays for this, et cetera, later on. But, you know, I know there's limits to how much Medicare will pay for it. I just gave it away that Medicare pays for this. But after 4 weeks, do you see dramatic progress, limited progress? Is there then homework to do afterwards? Because it doesn't seem like an awful lot of time for me.
So the program, yes, the patient has to do homework. So the exercises, there's 7 exercises. They have to do them during the treatment. So during the 4 weeks, they have to do them 2 times, 4 reps each. We do about 8 to 10 in the program, but at home, just to maintain so that they keep going, 4 reps of each. So really it only takes 15 to 20 minutes maybe to run through the exercises, but it's continuously recalibrating that brain for the perception of movement. So those 7 key exercises need to be done daily to continuously recalibrate the brain to say, hey, this is how my body should feel. These are maximizing my movements rather than kind of getting back into that slump, if you will, of smaller movement patterns.
And I obviously it's working because you wouldn't be doing it. So are the improvements permanent? Do people fall backwards? Do they have to go through the program a second time?
What I have found was successful is using video with consent, of course, from the patient. A lot of them doing it every day don't really see the progress. I like to use video with walking pre and post and then showing, hey, this does work. This is working. This is something that you need to continuously work on, though, because Parkinson's is trying to keep you in that pattern of the short steps and the arm swing and all these things that we don't want. So you need to continuously work on these exercises to keep your brain saying, okay, this is how I should move.
So not everybody with Parkinson's disease manifests the same way. So is there a particular type of Parkinson's? Does this happen at a certain stage of the disease? Because Parkinson's can move very rapidly and very slowly. Is everybody with Parkinson's subject to the problems that would force them to do this program?
So every single one I've ever encountered has different qualities of the disease. You know, some of them don't have the tremor. Some of them may freeze more. Everyone is different. So on day one is the evaluation and the assessment. So going through and measuring their balance, how quickly they walk, their arm swing, I'm completely assessing everything about their movement patterns. And of course, their functional, their self-care, ADLs, activities of daily living, and all of that on day one. So based on whether they're brand new, diagnosed last month, or they're 5 years in, they can be helped through this program because there are 4 levels. So the first one is the standard, which is standing, freestanding, not holding on. The second level is the adapted version, which is holding on to a bar, a chair, something for stability. Then the third version is seated, so all the exercises are done from a seated position for someone who might have poor standing balance. And then there's also a supine, which is laying down for someone who has essentially no sitting balance. So laying down, rolling side to side, different big movement patterns. So there's four levels, so it really caters to any single person at any stage of the disease.
So you have tremendous flexibility in adapting it to whatever condition the person with Parkinson's comes to you at first with their disease and their problems.
Yes, that's correct. So there are seven exercises. They progressively get more challenging. So the first few are pretty simple. So they might be standard. And then maybe someone who has some more balance issues, I might need to pull from the adapted version to do maybe number 6 and 7. So that's where I come in and use my clinical judgment on what's appropriate and what's safe for that person.
And I guess it's important now, do you do this in groups? Do you do it one-on-one? Do people come to you? Do you go to them?
So this is done for me on an outpatient basis, so they come to me, and it all is one-on-one. So the program is completely client-centered based on that second half of the program where we focus on whatever self-care deficit they have, putting pants on, tying their shoes, doing the buttons, maybe handwriting. So that's where we hone in on that second half of the program, improving those that they want to do better. Some people still are signing their checks and need to sign their name better, write their checks. Those little things like that, maybe playing with grandchildren. A lot of them have a hard time just getting on the floor, getting down low to play with their grandchildren. So really working on improving those mobility patterns as well.
So that raises an interesting question for me. The problem with the smaller moves can impact everybody, but not everybody is as bothered by it for the same things as everybody else might be bothered for it. So I don't know if I'm being clear, but when you talk about playing with your grandchildren, getting down on the floor, that's one goal. Another goal might be going out to a restaurant and feeling more comfortable in a restaurant. So does the program impact positively, or can it be adapted positively to impact the person struggling with what? Is it adaptable to the goal, I guess is what I'm trying to get at. Is it adaptable to the goal?
The first half, yes. I mean, the first half is the exercises are the exercises. It's standard. It is what it is, you know, based on their balance. So the first half hour is that. You know, say they want to go to the restaurant and they're having a hard time getting up from the chair because it's so close to the table and the tables are so close together and they can't maneuver. Those things, too, is where I focus on the second half of the program, improving those. So what's the problem? Is it turning? Is it sidestepping? Where are we freezing when we're trying to sidestep those little movements so we get stuck?
Right.
And then really breaking down where is this happening and working on big patterns and big movement patterns so that they can generalize and use that in day-to-day life.
So if you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with Nicole Reynolds, who is an occupational therapist. We're going to tell you where she does all of this brilliant program we've been talking about, this LSVT Big. We're going to tell you where that is. We're going to talk about occupational therapy in general. I have a lot more questions about Parkinson's disease specifically as occupational therapy relates to that. I don't think people realize or understand that 10% of all Parkinson's patients in the nation are here in South Florida. So this is really important. And different people progress differently through the disease, and to the extent that you can impact the quality of life through the kinds of things that Nicole is talking about, really can impact and make a big difference for you. So if you are a first-time listener, we're glad that you're here. But if you're a regular listener, you know if you have questions, you can call us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client. Because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620. Or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact health care challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're thrilled that you're with us tonight. Of course, if you're on listening on 95.9 in the Palm Beaches, it's probably still raining. I'm in a room I can't see out. I'm sure it is still raining. It's supposed to. Please be careful. 106.9, I hope it has stopped. If you're on the Treasure Coast, please be careful. I'm talking tonight to Nicole Reynolds. Nicole is an occupational therapist who is bringing to us tonight a program called LSVT Big. It is specifically designed for people with Parkinson's disease. For those of you who don't know, Parkinson's disease really impacts people's ability to move, some more dramatically than others. And the program that we have been talking about is designed specifically to incorporate big movements so that people who have begun to shrink their movements begin to reach out further and expand their horizon, if you will. It's a unique program. Nicole is certified in this program. She's a certified clinician as an occupational therapist. Nicole, I should have asked before the break, where do you do this? You do this at one particular location, right?
Yeah, so I work in an outpatient facility. The name is Sailor Physical Therapy. It's over PGA National, right off PGA Boulevard in Palm Beach Gardens.
And Sailor is S-A-Y-L-O-R, right?
Correct.
Right. Yep. So if you're looking it up, and we're going to give you the opportunity to give out the number In a little while. And I did that, if you're just listening, so she could look it up, because she didn't remember it either. anyway, the other thing about Parkinson's disease is, as I said earlier, is not everybody progresses along the same way. So is everybody with Parkinson's disease going to benefit from LSVT Big, or is it really only for people struggling with some particular symptoms?
I always encourage everyone who has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease to at least come in for an evaluation. There are different forms of Parkinson's disease. Not everyone exhibits the same signs and symptoms. So the first step is always, you never know. Come in, and if not, maybe just some physical therapy or occupational therapy can help, maybe not just the program. So it all depends. I mean, yes, we've had people who have Parkinson's, but maybe different forms, who also benefit, who actually learn something maybe they didn't know through that second half of the program with the self-care kind of thing, some modifications, maybe any adaptation strategies, anything like that to improve their independence. So I encourage everyone to come in, even if you don't have the classic signs and symptoms. It's worth a shot to do the evaluation.
So which brings me to the question. Most people always want to know, does insurance pay for this?
So insurance, Medicare does cover it. You know, if there's a functional decline, usually, yes, they will cover the program. 9 times out of 10, someone who has Parkinson's disease has had some sort of functional decline. You know, if it used to take you 10 minutes to get dressed and now it takes you 45 minutes to an hour, that's a functional decline.
Right.
So anytime we can justify that a change has happened from their prior level of function to their current level, then yes.
And this is occupational therapy, not physical therapy. So how does it differ?
So occupational therapy and physical therapy, I mean, there is a little overlap in the whole balance, endurance, strength training and all of that. But occupational therapy really focuses on self-care and activities of daily living. So like I said earlier, the putting the pants on, the getting dressed, getting in and out of the bed, in and out of the car. There are so many things today to help improve independence in those areas, whether it be a bed rail or simply crossing your leg to get your sock on. Little modification strategies that we are trained in through activity analysis as occupational therapists. We are trained to break down the task, break down where the deficit is, work on that deficit to improve their independence with functional activities.
And that differs significantly from physical therapy. Maybe this is an unfair question. Occupational therapy covered by Medicare and most of the managed care programs, that won't take away from your allowance for physical therapy, right? If you qualify for occupational therapy, that is separate and apart from physical therapy.
Under Medicare Part B, yes, they are separate caps. They are under separate billable services. So someone can be receiving occupational and physical therapy services at the
at
same
time. At the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's really interesting. And does this work for everybody who tries it? Does it make an impact?
More times than not, yes. I mean, some people, the difference isn't as significant as others with, like, anything. But this program is more about consistency. I can give you the tools to move better, to get your balance better, to do better with your functional activities. However, if the program's over and you wipe your hands clean and say, I'm cured by, I'm never doing anything again, then you'll probably most likely move back into those small movement patterns. It's a lifestyle change, you know, and if someone's not willing to put in the work after they're discharged and continue moving big and using these exercises to move big, the chances of continuing that great movement pattern is less. As expected.
I think it's important for us to stress for the audience. I know people with Parkinson's disease for 35 years, for 40 years. And there are some, of course, that are much less. Depends upon the diagnosis, when it is, how fast it progresses. It doesn't progress the same for all people. But the reality is that people are not dying of these diseases. They're living with these diseases. And if they can do the kinds of things that you, as an occupational therapist, can give them, if you can give them the tools to improve their quality of life, it makes that journey that much better, right?
Absolutely. I mean, improving quality of life, giving someone hope, is one of the biggest things I've seen with this program. You know, even at the end, people just saying, thank you, I feel like I have some control in the progression of this disease. Most of them, the goal is just to halt the progression as much as possible. And giving someone hope that they can do that is just incredible.
That's great. So if you're just tuning in, Scott Greenberg, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom, here tonight with Nicole Reynolds, an occupational therapist with Saylor PT, S-A-Y-L-O-R, Saylor PT. We have been talking about LSVT, big, L-S-V like Victor T, big, for people struggling with some of the impact of Parkinson's disease. We're going to switch gears when we come back, and we're going to talk more about occupational therapy, what it is, what other diseases can benefit by seeing an occupational therapist, how it differs in application from physical therapy and speech therapy. We have so much more to talk about with my guest, Nicole Reynolds. So if you have any questions for Nicole or for myself, you can call us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, and So Is My Mom, with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you're with us. We're talking about occupational therapy, particularly as it relates to a program designed for Parkinson's disease, but we are going to switch gears and talk about how occupational therapy is important in treating many other conditions. And I'm here with Nicole Reynolds, who is a occupational therapist at Saylor PT. We're going to give you a phone number and location for you to reach her and to reach them if you want to follow up after the show, and I encourage you to do so. If you're listening on 95.5 106.9, you're on in the Palm Beaches. And 106.9, you're on the Treasure Coast. We hope you're staying dry. We hope you're being careful. If you're on the road, please slow down. We want you to come back next week because we have a great show that I'm going to tell you about in just a little bit. But, Nicole, you know, we've spent the first part of the show almost entirely on Parkinson's and on LSVT Big, the program that you are a specialist in. But occupational therapy does a whole lot more than that. So maybe give us, you know, the lowdown on what occupational therapy really is and then how that differs specifically from physical therapy.
So occupational therapy, to be as brief as possible, is improving one's independence with self-care, activities of daily living, meaningful tasks through use of therapeutic exercise, therapeutic activities, anything to improve one's independence in life. I'll give you an example. From an orthopedic standpoint, if someone had hand surgery and they're right-handed and now they no longer can write, they no longer can cut their food, they no longer can do these things that, you know, they once could because they had both their hands, we would work on improving, obviously, their strength and their range of motion, and then also providing any recommendations for maybe adaptive equipment or any modification strategies to make them independent until they are fully independent through restoring strength and range of motion. So occupational therapy is improving one's functional self-care, activity of daily living kind of tasks.
Okay.
That makes sense.
And I don't want to put words in your mouth and I don't want to say the wrong thing, but occupational therapy helps you accomplish tasks that you otherwise are no longer able to do or not be able to do as effectively as you are. And physical therapy starts to restore muscular use and range of motion and things like that. I guess you do range of motion too. But you really do help people adapt to whatever they're going through as opposed to rehabilitate that which is wrong. Is that fair?
That's correct. I mean, the occupational therapy world has adopted pretty much the upper extremity because that is functional for your daily life. You know, you need to use your hand, your wrist, your elbow, your shoulder. Physical therapy is kind of more the back, the legs, the lower half, the spine, right, the neck, those sort of things. So that's kind of where we separated from that aspect. But occupational therapy still will restore range of motion and strength and muscle mass and all of that, but also with the focus on adaptation and modifications.
And there's a lot of equipment out there today to help, right? I mean, that's changing so quickly, isn't it?
There's something for everything.
I mean, there are devices that can help you do things that you otherwise think you wouldn't be able to do anymore, right? So people should really seek you out if they're struggling with being able to do some of the things they used to do before.
Of course, right? Yes.
Right?
And, you know, sometimes people say, man, that was so simple. Why didn't I think of that? But, you know, that's what I'm here for.
How do you stay on top of all the changes in equipment? Because there are massive equipment changes coming, right?
Well, luckily, our smartphones have made things very easy. So, you know, sometimes things will pop into my head and I'm, oh, man, that would be great if there was one of these. And I Google it and there it is.
So you know? Why does somebody decide to go into occupational therapy as opposed to physical therapy?
Well, that's a great question. I can only speak for myself, but I went into occupational therapy because of the aspect of improving someone's quality of life through improving their self-care. I saw a lot of reward with someone being able to just get themselves dressed and be so excited because maybe they had a stroke, for example. And now they can't do these things for themselves. Something as simple maybe as brushing their teeth, combing their hair, those simple things we take for granted that now have been completely taken away from someone, and showing them that they can do these things really warms my heart, so to speak.
Right, right.
So that's how I got into occupational therapy. And it just happened. I just fell into it. And I loved it. So
great. So how do people reach you? And why don't you give them the phone number on where you are and tell them about Sailor?
So I am located, Sailor Physical Therapy actually has three locations. There's the Palm Beach Gardens location, Jupiter, and West Palm Beach. So I am over in Palm Beach Gardens at PJ National over at 300 Avenue of the Champions. We are in Suite 100. And the phone number is 561-223-3872. And the website is www.sailorpt.com. And that will actually send you to the whole, to all the offices.
Give the phone number and the website again.
It is 561-223-3872. Website is www.sailorpt.com.
So if you're just tuning in, Scott Greenberg, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom, here tonight with Nicole Reynolds from Sailor PT. She is an occupational therapist specializing in a program called LSVT Big, which impacts big movements for people who are struggling with Parkinson's disease. Of course, as an occupational therapist, she works with many other diseases. And we're going to talk about some of the other conditions that she can help. And we're also going to talk about a few more issues that relate to Parkinson's disease that maybe we are not all that familiar with. And then we're going to talk about what drives her, which is walking versus dancing. And we're going to talk about that before the show is over. So if you have any questions for Nicole or for myself, you can call us 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life.
So remember, let our family take care of your family. And call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620. Or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you're with us. If you're new to Oh My God, we're here every Monday night at 6 o'clock. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. We run the gamut. I'm going to tell you more about next week's show in a little bit, but we're going to be talking about long-term care insurance, which is a big subject matter, particularly for the people who would be interested in tonight's show, because we're talking about one of the most prevalent chronic diseases. We're talking about Parkinson's disease, and we're talking about occupational therapies impact on Parkinson's disease through a program called LSVT-BIG. My guest is a certified clinician in LSVT-BIG, and she is Nicole Reynolds, who works with Sailor PT, Sailor Physical Therapy. We're going to give you the number again before the night. So if you missed it the first time, please get a pencil. Of course, if you have any questions, you can call us at 877-960-9960. Nicole, amongst other things, you do work with other diseases, right? I would think particularly stroke, MS, and some other things. Is that accurate?
Yep. So a lot, yes, with stroke, CVA, MS, orthopedic issues too. We kind of briefed on that a little bit earlier with the hand, wrist, elbow, and shoulder. Cardiac disease, you know, someone who's maybe had bypass surgery, who's extremely deconditioned, working on energy conservation, working on simplifying their life so that they can get dressed without, you know, maybe being short of breath, completely wiped for the day. So, yeah.
So how do people decide that they need occupational therapy as opposed to physical therapy? Is that a physician? How do people get to you?
So a lot of it is honestly education. In the outpatient world, physical therapy is, you know, very prevalent. So for me, working with a really good team is extremely helpful, and getting out there to the doctors and educating them on the benefits of occupational therapy, because it's not something that a lot of people know. And even, you know, a lot of physical therapists I've run into don't understand everything that occupational therapists can do and help those with. And a lot of times there is some overlap with physical and occupational therapy. Sometimes they might need physical, but they can benefit from occupational as well.
And it's important that we remind everybody that you can do both at the same time at times, correct?
That's correct, yep.
So who prescribes, who writes the script for occupational therapy?
So the doctor has to write the script for physical and occupational therapy. The thing is, with the insurance company, they will not let the same thing be addressed through both physical and occupational therapy services. It's essentially a duplication of services. But someone who's had a stroke, for example, is having a lot of functional deficits. Physical therapy may be addressing the stroke, but through balance, and they're walking. Maybe they're using a walker before, they never used anything. So that's their focus. My focus might be on restoring range of motion and strength through their upper extremity, their sitting balance, so that when they're sitting, you know, going to the bathroom, that they're able to sit and not lose their balance and fall. You know, so we're still working toward the same diagnosis, but completely separate entities of the diagnosis.
So this may be an unfair question, but do the insurance companies allow similar amount of time spent in occupational therapy and physical therapy?
Everyone is different. I mean, it just depends on what the person's ailments are and if it's justified. I mean, if someone has a severe functional deficits, then yes, of course it'll be covered if it's justified. It's everyone's just different. It's hard to say.
Nicole, if somebody is working on one element of their recovery in physical therapy and their allowance for physical therapy has expired, they can't just switch over to occupational therapists to work on the same issue. That would be the duplication of benefits that you were talking about. Is that accurate?
It kind of, you know, gets fuzzy in that. It just depends if they have a functional decline. I mean, if someone maxes out their physical therapy and they're not really getting better, they're kind of plateauing, then maybe it's just something where I can jump in and recommend some modifications to their environment or some adaptive equipment or some strategies to get them to be independent in those aspects that they weren't. So
I've teased this almost the whole show. So you're a big proponent in walking versus dancing or walk versus dance. I know that's important to you. Why don't you explain what you mean by that when you talk about that?
So sometimes when I explain physical and occupational therapies to some people, I will say physical therapists will teach you how to walk and occupational therapy will teach you how to dance. So dance meaning, you know, that's your quality of life. That's your applying those movement patterns, but, you know, using it toward therapeutic activity. You know, yes, you can get from point A to point B, but, you know, are you going, can you shift your weight? Can you twirl? Can you do all these things that give you that quality of life and give you that happiness? So that's kind of what they teach you how to walk, and occupational therapy teaches how to dance and apply those techniques into your daily life.
So it really is improving the quality of life. And I assume that while we've been spending a lot of time talking about Parkinson's, MS, and stroke, you're not limited to seniors, right? You work with people who have other, I assume there's traumatic brain injury, there's all sorts of other kinds of people who end up coming in contact with you.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So if you're just tuning in, Scott Greenberg, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Tonight's show has been really fascinating as we talk about occupational therapy, its impact on people with Parkinson's disease, also its impact on people with physical ailments born of stroke, MS, or other conditions that may impact your ability to live the best life possible through improved activities of daily living. Nicole is an occupational therapist at Saylor Physical Therapy. Before the night is over, we're going to give her number again so that you can access that. It's very big. She's a certified clinician in a program for Parkinson's disease called LSVT Big. It's about restoring movements there. But it transcends just the Parkinson's disease dynamic. It, what occupational therapy does is improves the quality of life for people struggling with those activities of daily living. If you're sorry now that I told you all of that, yet you were not listening from the beginning of the show, you should be. But I have a solution. Because we podcast, and we will be up and running tomorrow on podcast. You just have to search OMG, I'm Getting, and up we will pop. It should be there around noontime. Of course, if you're not a podcaster, that is okay. I'm not either. But we are on our website, palmbeach.comforcare.com, comforcare.com. I know you want to put a T in there. You want to make it Comfort Care. That's not who we are. It's palmbeach.comfortcare.com. There's a tab for the radio show, and you can listen to this or to any others. I know some people tell me all the time they'd like to listen to the show more frequently, but they don't have a radio. There is no excuse for that either, because there's an app for that. All you have to do is download TuneIn Radio. TuneIn, TuneIn Radio app. It's free on all of the platforms, no matter what kind of smartphone you have. Just set it for WSVU. Those are all call letters, 6 o'clock every Monday, and we'll be there. And, of course, we simulcast. We simulcast both locally, nationally, and around the world at www.TrueOldiesFLA. So you have no excuse not to pick us up whenever you can. Next week, I'm going to talk to a very good friend of mine, a fellow I've known for about 10 years. His name is Stephen Dunn. He's an attorney for long-term care insurance clients. He specializes in that. He comes to it quite naturally. His father was in an assisted living community, and his long-term care insurance policy was denied, and he decided that wasn't fair, and so he changed his entire practice as an attorney to focus entirely on long-term care insurance. Many people have questions about long-term care insurance and don't know what to do, what it covers, when it doesn't cover, and he can answer all of those questions. Stephen Dunn has been a guest, but not for the last 3 or 4 years, and there is nobody who knows more about long-term care insurance than attorney Stephen Dunn, and he will be our guest in next week. I look forward to that. Again, tonight is the 8th anniversary of Oh My God. I can't tell you how appreciative I am of your support throughout these years. It's very exciting for me to do this. I hope it is for you. I guess if it wasn't, you wouldn't be listening. Either that or you're waiting for the sports show that's coming up. But it's we're really excited that you're with us, and we're glad that that you stay with us. In the few minutes that I have left with Nicole Reynolds, who is an occupational therapist. Nicole, while we still have time, why don't we tell people again how they can reach you and get more information about LSVT Big or occupational therapy or Sailor Physical Therapy?
Okay, so Sailor Physical Therapy, I said earlier there are 3 locations. There's one in Jupiter, Florida, one in West Palm Beach, Florida, and Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, where I am located. And that office is PGA National at 300 Avenue of the Champions. That is Suite 100. Our office phone number is 561-223-3872. And our main website for all the offices is www.sailorpt.com. And that's SAYLORPT.com.
So one thing we did not talk about tonight, but it's really the most important question, and we really haven't addressed it, is who needs you and how do they know that they might need you? What might be going on in somebody's life that they should say, you know, I ought to think about this, or maybe this can help me? Now, if somebody has a stroke, obviously that's an event-driven thing. But people come to you not just because of an event. There are some other things. So who needs you?
So the people that would need me for occupational therapy might have just had a functional decline. You know, maybe their posture's bad, so they're not breathing as well, so their lungs aren't able to expand. All these trickle-down effect, if you will. They don't have any significant medical history, but, you know, they're getting older, bodies are changing, you know, things aren't working like they used to. So maybe they're not able to do the functional things that they were once able to do independently and efficiently. So assessing that and, you know, identifying that in your day-to-day life would say, maybe I need an occupational therapist. I'm getting winded just walking to the bathroom. What is going on? Obviously, you would see your doctor and get cleared and do all of that first. And maybe they just say you're deconditioned. And, you know, then that's where I come in and look and see what's the issue. Maybe it's posture related. Maybe they're just not allowing their body to open up to get that oxygen flow. So there's so many different, once you see the person, you know, doing it for the last 7 years, kind of can spot something pretty quickly. but yeah, just a general decline in function. You know, they're not independent like they used to be, and they don't want their wife catering to them, although some, you know, like that, but
Why didn't you look at my wife? Why did you look at my wife when you said that?
So, you know, some don't want them being waited on hand and foot. That's where I come in. Or sometimes it's the wife that'll call and say, hey,
get him out of the house.
Yeah, get him going so I don't have to keep helping him.
So, but it would start if you feel that you might benefit from occupational therapy. If you are struggling, you should probably ask your primary first and tell them that you heard Nicole on the radio and that you think you want to take advantage of that. And so the physical therapist, the other people I would guess would be neurologists if you've seen a neurologist.
Of course, for the LSVT Big program for that, of course, the neurologist would be the one. I mean, some primaries too, but of course, clear it with your neurologist.
That's terrific. So you've been a great guest. I really appreciate it. You've given a lot of information. In 8 years, I've never talked about occupational therapy.
Thank you.
So this is a first, and it's really, it is very interesting. It is very different. People often misconstrue occupational therapy, or they put occupational, physical, and speech therapy all in the same boat. And of course, they're not, as you have so aptly explained. I hope that you'll consider coming back someday, and I appreciate you taking the time to come here. You do a lot of educational outreach as well, and so I appreciate all that you do for the community. It's very well, it's very much needed, very well appreciated, and well received, I know. So this is Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. We are here every Monday night at 6 o'clock, talking about issues that confront boomers and their parents. We're on 95.9 FM in the Palm Beaches, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. As I said earlier, we simulcast on the web. You can get us on TuneIn Radio. We podcast. There is no excuse not to hear us, and we talk about a whole lot of issues that may, in fact, help you. Next week's going to be a great show with Stephen Dunn, long-term care insurance. I hope you all stay dry tonight. I hope you have a great week. Stay safe. Stay dry. Be careful out there. We'll see you next week. Good night, everybody. Have a good one.